Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to a filthy Wednesday. It's pouring with rain. It's dark as, and it's cold. So make sure you stay safe. Plenty of rain coming our way in the next couple of days. We've got a massive show coming your way too. We've got some very important guests coming on the show. We've got lots to talk about. Things are going well here on the top rating Rush Hour show. And one man that is on top of his game. Well, oh dear, I'm our boy. Bernard Kane Vince joins us. And a good afternoon to you, young man. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Jazz. I've just poked myself in the eye and the thumb see out of my left eye. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, that's clumsiness, mate, at its best.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's been a long week. Of, you know,
well, what do you mean? It's only
state.
Wednesday. How could you say it's a long week?
Oh, is it? I thought Wednesday, it was Friday. Sorry. Good. Good for the farmers, Jazz. It's raining outside, hailing, everything. It might even get too wet. You know, they'll complain now. It's too wet. They won't be able to drive
their
tractors.
Does that happen on a farm, does it?
Yeah, it does. They always find something to complain about, Jazz. Right. But we are speaking to Farmer Tim later. We might have to speak to him about that. But big show. Sloaney coming up.
Nice.
Dr. Mike Cusack's going to join us as well.
Yep.
I think he's assistant to Nicola Spirier, the chief health officer.
Yep.
So we've got Bozo of the Week too, Jazz.
That's Bozo a massive new segment,
it's
Bozo
Wednesday.
Of the Week. And also the quiz that everyone's talking about. Pubs will be open for the long weekend, Bern. Snitties and beers.
How good.
You beauty.
Friday before the long weekend too, Jazz. Oh, how many are you going to have?
I'll have about 600 pints.
No, I was talking beers, not palmies.
Oh, no, I just said 600 pints and about 70 snitties. Support our pub.
Oh, how good, publicans. Though. In all seriousness, great to
good
see
news.
Everything opening up. Good for the economy, Jars.
No, very emotional news there, Bern. But we'll catch up with, like you said, Dr. Michael Cusack. Now, Bern, let's get underway. We've got plenty to get through. We've got some footy stuff to talk about. And looking forward to getting your Bozos of the Week. There's a couple of nominations that have come in really, really late.
Yes, they have. And I've got three in the gun at the moment.
Is one of them from a breakfast show? Bit of a flog at the moment?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
And he's trying to fire shots back at us, but
we've got the
bigger bullets.
You can't do that. And welcome to you, Radio Icon.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Rush Hour with Bernie and Charles, and Rory Sloane is coming up next.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog.
Rory!
Yes, he joins us every Wednesday here on the Top Rating Variety Show.
Yeah, I appreciate that, mate. Thanks. I'll chat to you next week.
He's cut you off. He's gone. Oh, you did that to him last week. Oh, he's got your back.
Did he shut me off?
He's gone.
Did he shut me down?
I thought he was going to do that at the end.
What?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Rory, you're there.
So he's cracked the shits.
Well, you...
Well, what did I do? Hang on. That's rubbish.
He was
rubbish.
Still answering a question last week.
No, he wasn't. He was nearly finished.
No,
this is payback, isn't it?
Nearly finished. Actually, he wasn't finished.
Well,
hang on. Back.
I have what you did last week.
Do you like? Yes. Should be good.
Hopefully Rory Sloane there. Buddy. Yeah, good on you, mate. Rory Sloane there, the Adelaide Crows captain.
You did. You deserve whatever he's done. Are we going to get him back?
You shut up.
Oh, Raw.
There he is.
I've never felt more guilty in my life.
Oh, very good, though. No, I deserved it, buddy. I deserved it.
What did you feel last week? Were you upset,
no,
shattered,
he
cut you off?
I thought I had a bit more respect from Charles, but, we've been praying on that one all week.
Oh, lovey.
Right, we'll get going anyway.
Yeah, keep going.
Showdown. It's firming that we could be having a home showdown.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, like, how... I mean, there'd be plenty of hype around it. How good would that be? Again, like, it was a great result. And what SA Health have allowed us to do has been huge. So we certainly do owe it to them and thank them for allowing us to stay here for a couple more weeks and possibly play a showdown first up. That would be enormous.
And it's massive for the families. You've obviously got a young family, wife. You'll be able to spend a bit more time with them before you have to go into these hubs?
Yeah, and it probably just allows us a bit more time to plan what the hubs look like and, what it will look like when we go up there. So that's probably the main thing. And there's a few boys that are really excited about going up. A couple of boys had, like, mixed feelings, I suppose, the guys that came out of the quarantine in the Barossa. Some of those guys wouldn't mind a couple of days at home just to relax before we go up there and stuff like that too. So there was certainly, a whole range of guys that are all willing to go up there, absolutely. And then I mean, we're certainly looking forward to that period as well up there when we can spend a bit of time with each other and play some footy too. So I think we've just got to keep playing it by ear and see how this all unfolds, because it sort of changes week to week, as I've always said on this show.
Roy, you fly out Sunday to your new hub, and your new next-door neighbours, Port Adelaide, they don't want you. They don't like you. They don't want you to be next to you. They don't want to be buddies. The coaches come out, Kenny Inkley, David Koch. They don't like you whatsoever. How are you going to cope with that, do you blokes?
Oh, well, no, we're not going this Sunday anymore.
We're not
Charles,
going. So. We just discussed that, Charles. Oh, the government's
I'm
ruled.
Still rattled with Roy hanging
you're
up
rattled.
On me. I'm still rattled with that.
No, so but you make a good point. When we do go up there,
we'll right. when you do go up there,
when we do exactly, but we
how are you going to cope?
We know a lot of the Port boys.
And yeah, it's true.
We catch up, and they're good fellas. And as soon as we hit the footy ground, though, that's when things change, and that's when we have a huge rivalry that we love keeping up. And both the, I mean, if we start with a showdown, it'll be on absolutely, and I think that it's still my favourite games to play in and watch when I'm not playing.
You haven't felt the urge to text Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley like Tex did during the week?
Yeah, that was quite funny from the big Texan, I thought.
Tom Duday, he's a chance to return as well. Obviously, that little setback in the pre-season, he's firming for round two.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This setback's allowed some quality players, I suppose, to come back from injury. I mean, the big Bud up in Sydney looks like he'll be fit and firing. So there are always some positives, and certainly for us. I mean, Tommy today coming back fully fit and healthy will be a great inclusion for us.
Roar, as one of the leading players in our competition, the bonking ban that's come into the AFL for single players, how do you think our boys will cope? Obviously, lovely conditions up there at the Gold Coast and lovely young ladies up there. How do you think our boys will be monitored?
I'm not entirely sure on this exact ruling, and it's one
stupid ruling.
I need to look into a bit more, but certainly there'll be some boys that'll be hugely affected, and some not so much. Mm. So yeah, all the single boys will obviously be shattered. All the guys with wives and partners will just won't even think twice about it. So it's quite bizarre, though,
isn't it? It's a very funny kind of rule. And like when I was married to Maz, there was just gloves off. I performed
when you
at the maximum. What?
When you were, you still when are.
Yeah, well, we were Maz, and I had no rule. I had no rule. And you did, didn't you?
What?
You struggled.
Oh, no, I could do whatever. I'm just.
Oh, I can do whatever. Still get 35 and influence the game. Buzz off.
But I'll tell you what, that's a good question. The boys' Tinder accounts would have been heating up there, surely. They would have been looking forward to that.
You would have thought that'd be one app that's doing really well.
Yes,
I would have thought it quarantined people at home.
What are you going to do, though? Because the boys, I think they're allowed to play golf up there, aren't they? They bring the golf clubs up there. You're not really the golfing type, more the surfing type. Is that allowed?
Take the board.
No, at the moment, well, as it stands, I think that's something that we've had to give up in the need to play football. So, obviously, the AFL have done a huge job in allowing us to play football. And obviously, there's some sacrifices we'll have to make as a big organisation and a business. Mm. So, that's one thing. Golf, surfing, they're off the cards at the moment until, I suppose, we know otherwise from government.
Raw, thank you for your time, mate. Take care. Enjoy your week. And thanks for coming on. And look, I'm still rattled that you hung up on me.
Don't apologise.
When I did it, I thought I should have double-crossed Bernie instead and just played along with you. So we should have.
Don't ever do that. Get those thoughts out of your head, son.
All right, take care,
thanks,
mate. Keep training hard.
Speak soon.
There he is, Rory Sloan, who hung up on us, Ben.
That was very funny.
Well,
I didn't
wasn't
know that
funny.
Was
I was shattered. That rattled me.
Well, I didn't know if
the LA Footy
back
Club
or not.
Hung up on me.
At least he came back.
What are you laughing for, fanboy?
He must have known.
There he is, Rory Sloan on the Rush Hour.
On the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the lads have found the most idiotic behaviour out there.
Introducing Bozo!
This is the Rush Hour's Bozo of the Week.
All right, family, you can nominate anyone. Anyone within your family, your group of friends, your workplace. If they've embarrassed you, you can nominate them because we want to expose them and we want to get them on air. The Bozo of the Week, we've got a brand new hotline, Burn. All right, I know you've got a couple of nominations and I've got one.
I do.
Last week we did have some wonderful calls coming through, but I've got the new hotline. 5244 is the number if you want to ring, Burn.
That's a phone number or a password? What is that? That's
not oh, shit.
You've called out the number in brackets.
Stop.
That's the internal number. I'll take over from here. The Bozo hotline is 8290-1044 if you've got something. The 5244 in brackets is an internal line, you idiot.
Oh, sorry, Bert.
You're firming for my Bozo after that
if
effort.
If I ever get nominated, that's the day I'll hand in my radio badge and this station will be shut down on 13th floor.
You've handed in three times this show.
Now, Bert, remember last week we had Glenn from Surrey Downs.
Yes.
He said this about his son, Jeff. Let's go to Glenn from Surrey Downs. Glenn.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Good. Your Very Bozo good. Of the week.
My 26-year-old son. During the summer, I've bought a nice Intex pool. I've put it in front of the TV outside next to the bar. I bought a floaty thing. I was sitting there with my beer. I brought the floaty thing home, pumped it up, and I've gone inside to get the beer. Come out, and he's sitting on it. And it's Normanville all over again, buy an air mattress, and some Bozo sleeps on it before I do. He's canned, he's outside sleeping in a tent.
You've kicked him out.
Now, Glenn, we need to talk to your son next week, because once you nominate someone, we need to have a chat to him. Okay. Oh. Can we call him?
We can call him.
Let's call Jeffrey, right. Okay, the son.
Jeff.
Idiotic behaviour, Bernie.
Oh, no.
This is good.
Jeff.
This is
Jeff.
A building. This is building this juggernaut.
I'd be scared. Nervous.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Jeff.
How you going, boys?
G'day, Jars and or Burn and Jars from the Top Rating Rush Hour show here. Bozo of the week. Welcome.
Bloody hell.
And congratulations, you've been nominated by your dad.
Yeah.
You've embarrassed your family, young man.
He's embarrassed me by ringing up. Bloody hell.
No, but what were you thinking? It was his floating bar or bloody whatever it was, floating pool thing, mattress.
Yep, yep.
What made you go and sit on it and drink his beers?
Yes.
You're 26 years old.
To start with, it was in the box. I got it out of the box for him, blew it up.
Yep.
Oh, so you set it up.
I then thought, you know what? It's a warm day. I'll jump in the pool.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Go on.
Dad comes out. He's got a talent tower over his shoulder, singlet board he's on, ready to go in.
Yeah.
I was just dropped. It's like, what are you doing in the pool, you idiot?
And Dad got a beer gut?
Yes.
Dear, oh dear.
Well, did he make you sleep in the tent? Because that was the threat.
Yes.
No, not yet.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Well, he bloody well should, because you're a Bozo, and stop that behaviour or we'll be calling you again.
All right, buddy, you're welcome. You're the number one nomination. You're in, mate. Well played.
Woo!
Oh, he's excited. I wouldn't be. There you go. No. 1-3-3. No, hang on. What's the hotline again, Bert?
Oh, 5244 if we're asking you. But 8290-1044. Right. All nominations. We'll call them. Let's get that happening.
Now, my nomination for the Bozo of the Week family is the South Korean Football Club. They've apologised after being accused of putting sex dolls in empty seats during the match day on Sunday.
What were they thinking?
So they're my Bozo of the Week. All right, the South Korean Football Club.
Put sex dolls in the crowd. I saw
twit.
That. What were they thinking?
Well, they weren't thinking, Bern. Now, give us your nominations,
well,
please.
I've got a few, and a couple of lucky people to miss out. Tex for texting Ken Hinckley. Bozo, don't do that. Ditz, very lucky. We've already mentioned him because he whacked us again.
Yeah,
but
he did.
Robbie Gray is the first one. Now, Robbie Gray, as the AFL season's been going to come back on, you know what he's done, Jazz?
What's he done, Ben?
He's in the weights room. He's dropped a 50-kilo dumbbell on his foot and put himself in doubt for round one.
We all
know Robbie Gray doesn't need to do weights.
He doesn't.
Just play.
Not at 32.
Don't even train.
Robbie, you don't need weights. That's for the young'uns.
You let the young'uns develop. You've got the body for AFL.
You're a gift.
Stay out of the bloody weights room.
50-kilo weight on his foot. So he's tootsie's
broken.
That's
my first one.
Done.
Second one's actually another Port Adelaide player.
I like this.
And it's our very own Tom Jonas. Now, don't come on here.
One
of our pillars is honesty, Jars.
That's
isn't it,
Burn.
And if you're on this show, you've got to adhere to that too. He came on here and he said last week that the showdown's going to be later in the year. They've just all but announced that it's going to be round two. So don't come in here and fill us with crap. Now, listen to what he said.
Yeah, I'm still not sure about that. That would be great. Although, holding out hope that there'll be a home showdown either now or later in the season, I don't think there's any chance that there'll be spectators there. But if we can host the Adelaide Oval and get all the pubs up and firing around the area, that'd be huge.
But that's 24 hours ago. How can you whack him for that?
Well, he didn't even actually say it. That's the wrong audio, Jared!
Jared! The wrong audio! You're the bozo!
You're the bozo!
Yeah.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
You guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
It's game time!
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Oh, nice to have your family. This is a slick operation, and I'm still with my little partner in crime, young Bernie Vince. Very exciting times. Things are happening, Burn, by the hour. I don't know how you and I can keep up with this. We're going to catch up with your dad, Tim, Farmer Tim.
Yes, we are.
Talk about the what's happening with the China and the tariffs and the exports, and we'll get his thoughts. And also, Doctor. Michael Cusack from the SA Health. We'll talk about the new restrictions that have been lifted in our beautiful state in the last 12 hours.
It's good. Finally, some reward for all our good behaviour, Jars.
Pubs are back.
Friday before long weekend, Jars. Good.
I reckon Rupert would be doing cartwheels, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Our boy Rupert.
Yeah. He'll have his pockets filled again.
Now, some footy news going around. Now, the Great Flinders Footy League, a very proud footy league, Byrne, have cancelled their 2020 season.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Sad,
so there's one of the local associations. They've shut down the whole competition.
Yeah, and sadly, I think there'll be a lot more to follow. They just haven't made the official decision yet.
Not at the moment.
There's a few netball clubs also pulled out already, Jazz. So very sad.
Very sad. And we'll ask Dr. Michael Cusack that question. If crowds can get back to local grassroots footy, well, you can ask him that, my boy. Adam Treloar, what's happened again?
Oh, he's injured, Jazz. So the first week back, obviously, we spoke about this, that... Well, players are going to be at high risk coming back off such a long layoff and expected to full train the first week back. So I think, he's injured and I think we're going to see a lot of it come the first sort of, especially leading into the first week of games, second week, because they're unconditioned at the moment.
That's the boy. Frio's Jesse Hogan, back training, I hear.
Yeah, back training. So, and they're talking a big chance for round two. So that's very good news for Jesse because obviously he's in a pretty dark place and that when the season finished after round one. So, good to see him back out there because he's a great player and he's one of the hardest trainers fit for a big bloke. So good to see him back up and about.
And just quickly before we start soliciting for, is that you say in radio terms?
No one knows what soliciting. Oh, okay. It sounds like you're going to get arrested.
3353 if you want to play the quiz.
That's next.
No, don't wind me up. That's what we say.
No, I'm right, yeah, but we don't actually say that.
What do we say then? What would you say in radio school?
Well, I'd say let me finish my news first and then we'll get on to that. So that's what I'd say. So officially, Collingwood will play Richmond in the opener Thursday night, round two.
Okay.
And
what date's that, Byrne?
That will be Thursday the 11th. Good question. You thought you were going to get me there. What's the date today, Jazz? I don't look at your watch by a time or a date. Big news. The showdown, I'm hearing, was just about to be confirmed for round
Friday
two on the Friday night.
At Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval.
Are you going to uncup your playground and your swings or not?
What do you mean?
Or your plums.
What about them?
To confirm that's going to happen or not.
It'll happen.
So you're
it will
all,
happen.
Did you?
Yes.
You
gonna, I've got it. Do you want me to get them out?
You can quote me on that.
No, we don't do that anymore. No. And you know that I've just noticed ever since we talked to Sam Newman 2 weeks ago, I reckon on about 20 occasions you've used the term playground.
Because I love it.
He swings in his
playground. I'm thinking because the playgrounds are opening now for the kids to play. I'm thinking, I was lost then.
What am I dealing with? Honestly.
Should we start soliciting now?
Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3.
Whatever that means.
All right, the quiz. We've got some great prizes too, Shawnee.
What's the phone number, Jazz? 544?
What? No, don't start. All right. This is a very, very sought-after quiz.
Jazz is soliciting in his fishnet stockings on the corner of the street. The lamp's on just above him.
Lines are open, family.
1-3-3-5-3. Furious Five. You want to be a part of history, radio history right now? Because this could be the last Furious Five.
No, it's not. No. And this is our great mate, Dave Gleason, too. Screaming Jets.
Triple M.
The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
Oh, it was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
this
it.
This could win an award end of the year.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
I don't know about you, Ben, but wherever I go, they ask about you and I about the quiz.
Yeah, they do.
Are you getting that now?
I get that all the time, Josh, yeah, wherever I go. And they, everyone wants to play and they can't get through because everyone's calling.
It's like
and...
trying to get on Ellen.
Yeah.
The show Ellen, isn't it?
What?
Well, that's easier, I think. I think it's easier to get on Ellen.
But isn't she an old cow to a friend? Oh, hang on.
I think we're on
No.
Let's say hello to Dwa Neil from Para Hills. G'day, Dwa.
G'day, boys. Hello.
Welcome, my friend. Yeah, no worries, Josh. And Greg from Blanchetown. G'day, Gregory.
G'day, Jazz. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, bro. What do you do for a living?
Vineyards, mate. Got great.
Oh, great.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. Wine.
And Dwa, what do you do?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Oh, we like you. Smart.
He's smart. Yeah. Sharp.
Could fix your dad's trucks, couldn't he?
He could. He might be. He might need a job. Might get him over York Peninsula. Yeah, it's plenty of rain. They got plenty of... What's that? You got a job.
I'm looking for one now.
Oh, there you go. Farmer Laid Tim, off. We're going to talk to him later on.
Yeah, he needs a bit of help with his trucks.
Gentlemen, this is a massive segment, as you know, so you've got five questions. Now, if you get the answer correct, that's a point. If you're incorrect, it's a minus point. Now, there's a twist that we've brought into this segment. We are lifelines. Jarman and Vince are your lifelines if you don't know the answer. Just go Jars or Burn, and then we'll take over. Now, we don't have the answers. All right, Sean Craig Murphy, you have the answers, correct? There you go. Burn, you got your questions?
Yes, I have.
All right, sweet.
Just
chops, go. Question number one. Good luck, chaps.
Question one, boys. Which sporting code is firming to have a night grand final this year?
AFL Grand
Final. Oh, I thought that was Greg. Greg?
I thought it was...
AFL Grand Final.
Okay.
Oh. Well done, Greg.
Dang. Dwa, you've got to be quick, my friend. Dwa Neil, you got to be quick. Now, number two, which power player has broken his toe on the first...
Greg.
Dwa Neil.
Robbie Gray.
Yes.
This is slick. This is a slick segment.
This is a lot slicker than it's ever been. Right, I've got to be quick here. Question three. Explain what a tariff is in simple terms.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
It's a surcharge. It's basically what taxis charge. It's just to pick you up.
Burn. We're going to talk to your dad about this soon.
We are. We didn't really explain that question.
You're the farmer.
That's a tariff. It says tariff when you get in a cab. I'm going to accept that.
Yeah, no, you're going to accept that, are you?
Yep.
Because
when you get in a cab, it says tariff and then certain amount, like it's either tariff one or tariff
well
two.
Done. Well
it's
done,
different
Greg.
Tariffs.
We Number four. Is Chinese swimmer Sun Yang's doping ban longer or shorter than 3 years? The massive cheat that he...
Greg. That was Greg.
Longer.
Longer, is it?
Greg is this? Greg from Blanchetown is on fire. Question five, please, Boone. Dwa Neil, come
question
on, brother.
Five. What's the score, Jazz?
It's 3-1.
Right, question five.
Just get on with it.
Did Kurt Tippett play more games for the Crows or Swans?
Greg.
Greg. Greg.
Swans.
Did he get it right?
No.
I'm wrong.
No, he said.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, was it? Oh.
I thought he got it right.
Oh, no. I thought I had the answers. He said Swans.
We don't have the answer. No, that's part of the question, you idiot.
So that's a minus one.
Well, so he was on three, but he goes
to two.
He goes to two. It's not a draw. It's 2-1.
It's 2-1. Congratulations, Greg of Blanchetown. Well played.
He was sharp.
Well done. What's he got, Shawnee?
Well, we've got a couple of different prizes. See, it's up to you, Jars, because you own the show. A Triple M prize pack. Or you can have a fun twist your day with Rubik's Cube Instant Scratch It. So Instant Scratch
what
It
do you want,
pack.
Greg?
What do you want, Greg?
I'll get the scratchies.
Like
well done,
crack.
Greg. Good luck.
Well done. And can I give Dwa Neil the Triple M pack, please?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Because he had a crack.
Thanks, well,
you're right, brother.
Thank you, Joe.
No, well done.
Mechanical engineer too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bernie.
No, give him the Triple M prize pack. What's in that? Do you know?
I reckon give him a job. I reckon that he'd much
more. Let's get him a job.
We're not a job service. We're a quiz show.
Where does he live? I forgot.
Excuse me. We're a quiz show.
We're everything,
we're getting jobs.
Well, you rattle everything off at the start of the show. We get jobs as well.
It's a fair point. It's a very fair point.
I tell you what, after 7 o'clock tonight, I need a job.
You're done.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dr. Mike Cusack, who's with SA Health. He's Nicholas Spurrier's deputy, actually. Yeah, so we're going to have a chat to him about the restrictions that have been lifted in South Australia next on Triple M.
All right, Bern, some great news here in South Australia, the best place in the world to live, as you know. Stage two, the COVID restrictions have been brought forward to Friday, June the 5th. Let's talk to SA's Health Deputy, Dr. Michael Cusack. G'day, Doc. Thanks for your time on this busy Wednesday evening.
It's a pleasure. It's nice to talk to you.
Right. Tell us all about it. Tell us the great news regarding South Australia and what does it mean?
I guess two pieces of news. The first is that from this Friday 22nd May, we'll be able to sort of have indoor and outdoor dining in restaurants and cafes, and that's up to a maximum of 10 people indoors and 10 people outdoors. And alcohol will be served or can be served with meals. And then, as you say, step two has moved forward to the 5th of June on the advice of the Transition Committee. So the things that we were expecting to see on the 8th will come before the long weekend.
What brought that decision forward or brought the date forward for that?
Well, the Transition Committee takes account, obviously, very much of the health advice, public health advice, but also obviously has the community's wider sort of interest and perspective as well. And just sort of hearing from what business owners and so forth were saying, there's been a real sense that what people in South Australia are asking for is, can we bring that forward? Can we enjoy those sort of reduced restrictions over that long weekend? And given it is only a couple of days, and as you said at the introduction, South Australia is doing very well at the moment, it seemed a very reasonable request.
What initiated the backflip on the decision around AFL to allow contact training from only last week to this week?
I think the key thing around the AFL was more about the sort of the risks of movement interstate, and particularly coming back into South Australia and whether there would be quarantining or not. Obviously, I suppose we're balancing the risk in relation to contact because, you know, where we're talking about people being 1.5 metres away in terms of reducing the risk, clearly the closer people get and you don't get much closer than full contact, then that risk potentially increases. But obviously the AFL have got a very detailed plan in place as regards testing of their players and how they're going to kind of manage the risk. So there is a small risk there, but I think we feel confident enough that they're able to manage that risk.
And what does this mean for community sport at, say, SANFL level, amateur leagues, country leagues?
I think it's a very positive thing because, as we've been saying, that sport is, and particularly sort of professional and elite sport, is not like something separate and different from the rest of community. It really is part of all of us and part of the community. So I think we will be looking very positively to further developments in sport more generally. Obviously, non-contact training and drills and so forth has restarted across the state. And I guess, you know, I would hope it won't be too long before we're able to, increase the amount of sport, and particularly winter sport and contact sport over the coming weeks.
Chatting with SA Health, Dr. Michael Cusack.
Now, Mike, I know you're a medical professional. I want to ask you a question. If I had a friend, now I'm asking for a friend, if he was gluten-free, would these things be on his list that he could eat?
Oh, here we go.
Finger buns, Krispy Kremes, chicken and chip packs,
oh, no.
Cooper's Pale Ale and Crown Beers, potato chips and chocolate. Would you recommend that,
Doc,
if he cannot eat gluten-free?
Doc.
Well, that's quite a mixed list there. And I would,
Doc.
I'd imagine some of those things didn't have gluten in. But you'd have to read the side of the package. In relation to beer, yeah. I'm not clear whether there's a great deal of gluten in beer. But again, I suppose I'm not a brewer, so no. One would have to check.
He's
just asking for a friend,
Doc. He's
just
having a whack at me.
Just asking for a friend.
You're so rude. Hey, Doc, keep up the good work. All the best, and we'll speak again.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Cusack there from SA Health, and this is the Rush Hour with Bern and Jazz. All right, Bern, let's catch up with your father, Farmer Tim Vince of the York Peninsula of Stansbury. He runs the place up there, and we welcome to the top rating sports show, variety show, hillbilly show, Tim Vince. Welcome.
How you going, boys? Gee, you got a lot of highlights there.
What do you mean?
We cover everything,
don't worry about it.
And you should have thrown in farming, seeing we're talking to Dad now, but getting plenty of rain over there?
Yeah, nice and wet. I've just had to pull up on the track. They're too wet. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Big news.
Let's straighten up.
China, the trade deal. Talk us through that. 80% tariff, is it?
Yeah, 80% tariff, which equates to a lot of money that we won't get. If barley's worth about $300 to us, it then becomes, as soon as it goes over to China, they need to get, with an 80% tariff, that puts another 240 on it. So it becomes 540 a ton. And it's just out of the question. So it's not going to happen. That's what they're doing. They're just bullying us, really. And because of that, they've sort of got us over a barrel because they are way, way in front of all other barley exports for Australia. So I just had a bit of a look before, and with the barley export markets, China are worth to us $1.3 billion, which is a lot of money.
That's per year.
It's per year. Just barley alone, $1.3 billion, and we export $1.8 billion worth of barley. So they're it, really.
That's a high percentage. So if it's going to be that expensive, we're not going to send it there. Where else do we send it, and can we send it anywhere else?
Yeah, well, our blokes are now trying to rev up the markets we've already got, which are Japan, Saudi Arabia, United Emirates, Kuwait, Vietnam. They all take millions of dollars worth, but not in the billions. Yeah. India takes some, Indonesia, Yemen. But poor old President Jinping, I think he's just bluffing at this stage because the Chinese do drink a lot of beer, and our barley is very good for making beer. Mm-hmm. They've also stopped beef imports as well. So, you know, it's not good.
Wow. What about the Chinese buying all our cattle stations? What's all that about?
Well, I don't know. If I was in Parliament, it wouldn't happen, Jars. I'm against all that. But surely, why don't we put a tariff on that? We own the country. Surely. Yeah.
Just explain how that works. Yeah. So overseas markets have come in and are trying to buy our stations, Jars. Yeah. They own
the ports,
the stations. They own the meatworks. They own the ports. They just ship it back there with no tax on that whatsoever. So
well,
what are you saying we should do with that?
That's not right.
It's not right.
That is not right.
And he's saying we maybe put a tariff on that.
We've sold our soil. We need to put a tariff on that. They actually own the trucks as well that they truck the stuff out to the coast. So Byrne might be able to get a job up there.
Maybe I could work for him.
Tim, just explain to us laymans out here that don't understand farming, etc. Tariffs. What does the tariff mean?
Well, a tariff is hard to explain. But if we're getting $300 for our barley, an 80% tariff, so it's just a tax which then goes to the Chinese government. So every tonne of grain that goes into China, they'll get $540 and the government keeps the $240 in tariff. It's just wrong. It's just puts it out of the question.
No.
The other thing we sell to them is iron ore, and we sell billions of dollars worth of iron ore to them.
Yeah.
And they need that to make the steel. They also import wine from us. I'll be whacking tariffs on that exactly the same as what they have to our barley. But whether our government's strong enough to do that, I don't think they probably are.
Yeah.
And whether it's viable. This is a 5-year thing, too. It's not just a spit in the ocean.
No.
They're saying it's for 5-year tax. So it's going to bugger our economy, really, because it's going to wipe $135 billion. That's with meat and grain.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Mate, before we let you go, have you still forgiven your son for costing you your cricket grand final, which you were favourites going into?
He did all right.
What about the other bloke?
Well, we're going to have to toughen up on a couple. There's going to be an inquiry.
I can do an inquiry.
And some of them may be driving a truck up in China.
Thanks for your time. And keep farming, and we'll speak soon. And give my love to the Stansbury Golf Club.
Righto. At least it's raining. Oh, I had a bit of a round on Saturday.
Yes.
I just snuck down, had a half a day off.
Nice.
And just cleaned up on my four. The three.
Yeah, they were saying four. All right. Four. Because you were smiling.
Farmer Tim Vincey on the Rush Hour.
Bernie Vance, Andrew Jarman. Hey, if you guys can just indulge me for a few moments,
yes,
I want to do something. You know, have you heard of the expression fourth wall before? Fourth wall is when you go behind the curtain of what happens in radio and you take everyone behind the scenes. And I want to do that. I want to break down the fourth wall and take our family behind the scenes of something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
Bernie's Beef, we had to record it yesterday because it was pretty fruity. And straight afterwards, I don't know if you remember this, Charles.
Well,
straight
happened?
Up. Let me play it. Let's take you behind
the fourth wall.
Go away! Get your own content!
Yeah! Good stuff, Boone. We're on.
Well done.
That was one of the best.
Mate, I'm, so I do this and I've got people, like I've got glass windows here. Yeah. People can see into me and they're just like looking at me. And I'm like, ah!
Well done, mate.
You like that one, Jez?
Yeah, mate, I thought that was one of your best, honestly.
Do you need
to
cut that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll there's a little bit in the middle. I tell you what, I might have a beef actually for you guys. Now they got Jars in here, I just had to run something by you.
Uh-oh.
I got a pretty serious call from Maddie this morning, Jars.
Yeah.
So techs aren't happy because of the Cheeky Greek coming
who's,
into this.
Who's not happy?
Cheeky Greek's a sponsor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, who's not happy?
You know the techs. They're not happy because we had Cheeky Greek into the studio the other day. They're cracked.
Why?
Because
there's food.
You're not allowed food in the studio at all.
You're kidding.
You can't eat in the studio anymore.
Don't they want sponsors?
You're bloody kidding me.
Nah.
We're trying to get people on board on the station and our techos who do stuff all, who sit around all day whinging because we had some food in the studio. Who cleaned it up? Did you clean it up with me? Sean?
No, I didn't.
Because you had some, didn't you?
No, I had mine outside the studio.
No, you didn't. You were behind the desk. Is this serious?
Yeah, well...
So Matty, our boss, is
with well, it's because of COVID. You can't eat in the studio because of COVID.
Was Blue
here? Yeah, read it. Yeah, that's it.
This is garbage. Well, the texts are here. Why don't they come and eyeball me? Front up. Here we go. From Matty O'Reilly. The Friday prior to the 8th of May during rush hour, the team had heaps of food. Greasy hot chips. They're not... They were fantastic. Chicken roll. That's not right. We didn't have chicken rolls. We had Euros bloody chicken Euroses. In the on-air studio, even before the COVID time was not allowed, and even, can you talk to your team about this, please? Matt O'Reilly. Oh, you can.
Oh, it hasn't even you about it.
Honestly. That is bullshit.
So no,
I'm done.
No Freddy's or anything.
No, honestly.
What do you mean you're done?
This is it. This is driving me nuts. You know, I'm going to
just relax, Jazz. Relax.
Alan.
So there's a lesson for you. The microphones are always on. The
Daddy's just feeding him stitch up.
You're recording us. Tell us when you're recording us, please.
You can't do that. That was a private conversation.
No such thing as a private conversation in the studio. Let me tell you again.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Brand new time, 5:30 weekdays. This is Adelaide's Triple M. The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Family, listen up. Now, Bernie does a beef, which is massive around the country.
Yes.
Sponsored by Country Living.
Yes, Ravo.
Ravo, the Ravo family. And beautiful family. We love them dearly. Now, this morning, you whacked Rupert and Ditz on the beef.
I wouldn't call it a whack. I tried to help them get content.
Right.
But they've responded, I hear, Jars. Well, I haven't heard it yet, what's happened?
Gift?
Well, they weren't happy about the fact that you accused them of plagiarising, and this is what they said this morning.
They did.
Time to be proactive, boys!
Yeah!
This reactive shit off! Otherwise, my lawyer will be in contact!
Oh, no.
Is that the boy with the P plates on? Bernie. The boy just started in radio.
Els.
Hey, L plates.
Not even 6 months.
Telling us.
They're starting Bernie's they presuming might not be able
something.
To finish.
Bernie is presuming something here that we listen to their B grade show.
I'm nearly in bed by the time they're on. What time
if
is it?
If I'm not
7
asleep at the start of the show, I certainly am halfway through it.
What time are they on? 7 to 7.
Oh, it's changed a few times.
Is it 7
they've been shuffled
7:30?
Around a bit. I'm not sure. They get shuffled around.
3 to 5, 3 to 4 to 6, yeah. 5 to 7:30. Yeah.
I listen when Ken and Malloy come on.
They'll be on just before Luke Bonas. So no.
There you go.
Is that all they said? Oh, I thought they actually were going to whack us and clip us. Is that all they said?
That's all they've got.
Oh,
that's lame, my boy.
I'll tell you honestly.
And Ditch coming B-grade? Out off the long run.
They're called us B grade. They're C grade. And in bed by the time we start, it's because they're 75, Judge. They put books to sleep, those two.
And Mel, who we love dearly, is behind the counter. Mel's like our Sean Craig Murphy. So Sean Craig Murphy's like Mel. She's giggling. That's fake giggling.
Yeah,
did you hear
putting it on. Putting
she
it
knows
on.
It's not
I wondered
funny.
Who was laughing.
And
fake.
What about Roo? Roo's having a crack at us.
What's
mate,
he done?
This is the same bloke who paid the SMA to have his name on Adelaide Oval Stadium. And Ditz, our very lovable Ditz, who's in bed, can't even get through the day these days because he's overweight. This is a gifted South Australian squash player,
widely considered to be the best player, never to have won a squash.
Oh, no, you didn't. You've gone too far.
Well, if they want to take you and I on, this is what they're going to play
against. If they want to play with the big boys. I'll get Jenga Khan back.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.